Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called the Bible principle of seed, time, and harvest. This is a very important principle in the life of a believer and in the life of the just or the righteous. We're doing part five from an 11-part series, and part five today we're doing the topic called spiritual laws set in motion by the tongue. In the life of a Christian, the tongue, there's power in the tongue, there's power in the words, and God wants us to learn that we can put spiritual laws into motion by the words of our tongue. Let's now turn to James chapter 1, verse 26, and reading from verse 26, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart or spirit, the man's religious is in vain. People speak all sorts of things that destroy their faith and deceive their heart. They start out in their Christian life having a great faith, but end up believing and speaking everything the world says. God does not want a believer to speak what the world says, which is fear, doubt, and unbelief. God wants the believer to speak faith and the truth of the word of God. What they believed in the beginning will disappear, because faith cometh by hearing, and fear also comes by the same way, by hearing. You have a choice, by faith or by fear. If you pray one thing, God's word, and say another thing, the world's word, your saying will neutralize your praying. In other words, if you say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed, but then you end up saying, I'm still sick, that neutralizes what you've just said about God's word. Learn to operate in the power of God's word and the law of faith. We can all understand natural law. There is a natural law of gravity, and we know how it works all the time. God's word is spiritual law, and it works when you apply it properly to the situation. We have to realize that we have to go by God's rules and the way, his way of operating in faith. God has some rules and regulations concerning his laws, and when we operate in spiritual law, we must operate according to God's rules and regulations that he has established already. We have learned how to operate in the laws of electricity. As long as you don't violate those laws, we can use electricity. Electricity is your servant, just like faith, ready to serve you at the moment. So is faith. The same force can be destructive if a person violates these laws. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Faith will build and fear will destroy, both using the same system but flowing in opposite directions. Once again, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. You have the choice to speak words of faith that create or words of fear that destroy. Doubt and unbelief will not work with God's promises. God wants us to operate like him, to speak words of faith and to release our faith in words. Spiritual laws are set in motion by the words coming out of a believer or the heart of a person. I hope you've enjoyed this message today. It's a very important one also, that spiritual laws in God's kingdom are set in motion by faithful words coming out the mouth of a believer. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed this topic. The next topic coming is topic number 6. The spirit and the natural worlds are controlled by the word of God. Thank you and God bless.